Hey, Veeam Community Podcast listeners, did you hear the news? Veeam is hosting a new event allowing you to discover a new level of availability for your modern data center. The inaugural VeeamON event will be held in October of this year at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Everything from executive keynotes, product deep dives, labs, certification resources, as well as a customer and partner showcase will be at the event. Pre-register today to qualify for introductory pricing. For more information and to register, go to go.veeam.com/VeeamON.
Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 100. VeeamON, it's on. Here we go. Today, I've got a real special episode, folks. We've got kind of a varietal look about this new event coming, VeeamON. So you've seen it on Twitter. You've heard the commercial in the previous episodes of the podcast. And guess what? You're going to hear the commercial all the way up until October. But today we're going to talk about it. So I've got two different guests today, and they're going to be on at two different times. I've got our new chief marketing officer, Peter Ruschatz, who will speak later in the podcast to kind of sum up the vision. But right now, I've got Courtney Lutke here to talk to me about the event, the logistics, and the content from a marketing perspective. Courtney, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks, Rick. How are you?
I'm awesome. I am, like, artificially happy. I am literally stoked for this event. I wouldn't say artificially happy. Maybe that's a little bit too mean, but... Basically, I'm like you, Courtney. We have been focused on this VeeamON event. So Courtney, can you give us a little background? What do you do at Veeam? What's your role there?
Yes, sure. So I have been at Veeam about, a year and a half, and I am doing marketing communications, which is exciting. I get to have my hands in a little bit of everything, but be on the front line, especially when it comes to exciting events like this one.
Mm-hmm. So a year and a half. That is actually, for the listeners at home, that is a long time in Veeam speak. So another way to say it's kind of like dog years, right? So if you've been here about 8 years, it feels. Is that about right, Courtney?
That is right, and that's what I've heard it. I've heard dog years quite a bit, but I like it.
I guess the proper name is Veeam Speed, and really, everyone, that's because we move fast, we change, we're agile. It's really one of our core values. So let's break it down. VeeamON. So high level, Courtney, when, where is this event going to be held? What are the kind of logistic high-level details?
Yeah, sure. So this event will be held at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, which is a fantastic ultra-modern hotel on the Strip, and it's kind of right in the middle of all of the action, which is really exciting. Not only do you get to come and experience VeeamON, but you get to experience Vegas. So that is a big perk. There's so much goodness in this packed into these 3 days of this event.
What do we have? We have October, right? I have to look at the website all the time. What are the dates in October? I think it's like, it starts on the 5th. I think we have like partner day stuff on the 5th, but then it goes 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that right?
6, 7, 8, 9, and primarily 6, 7, and 8, and then we have some special VMCE stuff on the 9th.
Ooh, we'll get to VMCE in a bit. But back to the basics. The Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Have you actually ever been there, Courtney, yourself?
You know, I have only been to Vegas one time, and the Cosmopolitan was not on my list, so I have not. But I've heard nothing but fantastic things about the venue. So
if you work in IT after a while, a long time or so, especially if you go to these events, right? A number of IT events are held in Las Vegas. I go there so often. The Cosmopolitan is almost too fancy. I'm almost afraid of this. I got to, like, dress up to go to this one. I don't know, man. It's really swank. I'm just just saying, folks, if you've been to Vegas, this is a different type of Vegas. But
it is swanky.
It is, and they've got really nice light fixtures. That I remember very well. So registration, if you're interested to attend, and correct me if I'm wrong, Courtney, that's open now, so you can still register. And depending on when this goes live, the early bird pricing expires June 30th. Is that correct?
It does. We have the early bird pricing up until June 30th, and then we'll go to regular registration. But there's also some benefits to those early registrants around special pricing for the VMCE courses as well. So that's kind of exciting and a good reason to register sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so when we talk about who could go to VeeamON, I've already had this question on Twitter, and it's basically everyone is the short answer. So if you're a Veeam end user, cool, let's see you there. If you're a prospect, check it out. If you're a partner of all types, TAP partner, Veeam Pro partner, distribution partner, or other partner, you can definitely engage. Now we have some sponsorship stuff that's available on the website. If you click on for sponsors, if you're one of those partner types, you can engage that way. But if you're like a Veeam Pro partner, and let's suppose you're like a solution architect for a reseller in your patch of the country, could they still go to VeeamON, Courtney, and get stuff out of the content we're going to have?
Of course. I mean, we're going to have general sessions that are going to be more just around the future and innovations in the availability for the modern data center, which everyone's customers are interested in that. So from a partner perspective, you know, you get to come and learn and really be on the front line with your customers and get to talk about all of the new and exciting features, right? And just solutions around the modern data center.
Oh, I'm giving you points there, Courtney. You're hitting the new messaging right on key. So internally, folks, that's an inside joke. We released our new corporate messaging, and it's very specific on how we kind of position our brand, and Courtney did excellent right there. So, yes, that example, if you're the reseller at a pro partner type of organization, you're like their technical champion, you have something at this event. Much the same applies to business development people, our alliance partners, as well as the end user, of course. Everyone will have something to benefit here from VeeamON. So I'm going to break down the 5 days here, starting with Sunday the 5th, which has the lightest schedule, but basically there's a partner reception. Registration, of course, starts then. Then starting Monday, all-day registration, pre-conference partner day. There is a user group. We have an expo lounge. And then general sessions and keynotes kick in on Tuesday, as well as the breakouts. We'll come back to that in a bit. VMCE training, happy hour and a party. Go figure, a Veeam party? No way. And then we start to wind down on Wednesday with more breakout sessions, an additional keynote, more training options, and Thursday, again, the VMCE training. So let's talk about the VMCE training. Now, that is primarily it's a partner tool, a partner vehicle, where our Veeam partners around the world can engage in a content track developed by Veeam and distributed through education mechanisms like Pearson, for example. You can go take the test, I believe. But basically, the VMCE course, Veeam Certified Engineer, has an associated exam. So there's the course and the exam, and both of those will be available at VeeamON. I actually just completed my VMCE. I can tell you guys, it's actually a pretty fair exam. You have to know the product to get through. I did pass it on my first attempt, so that's actually good. As a technical guy, that would actually be bad if I did not. Now, Courtney, what do you know about the event from, the mobile app or the experience for the end user? Do we have anything like that planned?
We do. We have a great mobile app planned. It is in the works, and I don't want to spill the beans, but I'm very excited about it. I know everyone is. So when that is ready to go and live, then we will make a big splash and announce that, of course.
Good stuff, good stuff. I think that, that's the expectation today with an event that there is a mobile app. I mean, we are a bunch of nerds when it all comes down to it.
This is very true. It all, you know, we live by our cell phones these days. So, So, Rick, what about the breakout sessions? Can you tell me more about the specifics?
Yeah, sure. So the content of what VeeamON is, I think, you know, we kind of hit the agenda pretty good from a high level. The logistics, we hit that. You know, something for partners, something for end users. But I think what really is the meat of it all are the contents, the breakout sessions, right? So if you look at the agenda on the webpage, you'll just see breakout sessions. And you, like me, look at a lot of events maybe, and you might only have a few events that you can go to every year. But when you think about these breakout sessions, which are scheduled through Wednesday and Tuesday, as the agenda looks, now there might be some changes. You know, everything is kind of subject to change, but these breakout sessions, folks, are really going to be what drives the content that you take away. So I'm just going to read you some of these examples. Now, we have these up for vote internally. We're going to have an external vote. I'm in charge, or on the team, I should say. I'm on the team of managing these content tracks. And let me tell you, there's some good stuff. Everything from proxy and repository sizing deep dives to architecture and port flow deep dives. But also, if you're a partner, how to sell the solution, how to upsell, how to cross-sell, those types of things. Listening to your client needs to really deliver the best solution, thinking of Veeam and then the other partners, right? Because it's more than just Veeam. There's also, you know, what you need from VMware, what you need from Microsoft with Hyper-V, what kind of storage solutions, what kind of networking and interconnects you need to make this work, right? So there is going to be something for everyone in these breakout sessions, and very soon we'll have the actual agenda live. In fact, one of them just had some industry experts submit some content. Wow, some of these really good stuff. We've had VCDXs submit tracks. We've had Hyper-V MVPs submit tracks. We've got some experts in our own company on the product, of course, that can submit tracks. So our community presence, Courtney, has really done a good job in embellishing this this core block of it, the content. So I'm really excited about that, and I think that once we have the voting done, we'll see some really cool tracks really develop for people to attend.
That is exciting. I love when we get the Veeam community involved. What about the Lab Wars?
Yeah, so if you're on the website looking at this event, you know, sometimes you, if you're like me, you're kind of a bad surfer, right? You just kind of click and look at the pictures and move on. Which, by the way, my picture's on the website. It kind of freaks me out, but that's okay.
It is on the website. I love it.
It is a good picture of me. That is true, because it's like there's not very many good pictures of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't take good pictures. I don't take good pictures. That's a good picture. That's why
good.
I do. That's why
we chose a good one, right?
That's because I do a podcast. It's one of those radio voice things, right?
So,
anyways, well, Lab Wars is front and center in the labs and certification section of the website. So I think everyone could really engage in this. But basically, it's a competition to see who is the best engineer. So I'm going to sneak a little bit. I've got some internal documents that aren't on the website. I read through them today about what the team who's in charge of this is up to. But basically, here's some summary. This is, again, subject to change, but Veeam podcast listeners get an exclusive here. Basically, this Lab Wars track is basically going to go down four different paths, four different levels of difficulty, you know, when you're up against the clock trying to get a results. A lot of different, you know, everything from basic to engineering and architecture level, and how to set these scenarios up, small environments, large environments, to back them up, mid-size enterprise scale type stuff. That's pretty cool. And it's going to be primarily, the plan is to have it cloud-based, but the details don't matter. It's going to be looking for someone who knows what to do and get it done in the context of a lab war. So that was an idea by the team who runs the VMCE program, but those four different tracks, so stay tuned for that. We have a little bit of info there, but I will sum it up and say that there are some serious prizes up at the end of that. And I can't quote it because it's got a lot of zeros after it. Do you know what I'm talking about, Courtney?
Mm-hmm. I have heard those rumors, so yes. I would be excited. That might actually motivate me to participate. I'm not sure I'll win, but...
Well, as far as the plan is now, this is subject to change. The plan is now there's up to 10 placed winners, which have significant prizes. And the number one prize is honestly pretty boss. We got to stay tuned. I can't leak this. I can't do it. But there's just say there's a lot of zeros. Like I got to count them. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Anyways, and it's not like zeros after the decimal. Let's just say it that way. Okay. Anyways, so Lab Wars should be a draw, and we're also going to have a mega user group there. So I really think that there's something for everyone. Courtney, what would you think?
You know, I would have to agree with you. I mean, whether you're technical, whether you're, even in marketing, I'm really excited about our expo lounge where, you know, you can come and meet with vendors, different solution providers, just kind of discuss real life best practices and maybe some of the pain points that you're having, just be around your peers and around data center experts.
Now, the expo that you mentioned, we do have a number of confirmed sponsors already. And if you follow Veeam on Twitter, at Veeam, you will see that when they come in, I announce them. And if you're a partner thinking about it, then you could be next. Just go to go.veeam.com/Veeamon. And if you click on the four sponsors bit, it'll take you to that section of the event. Now, Courtney, I don't know if you're involved in that bit, but if I remember correctly, there's a number of different ways to sponsor, right? So you could just get high levels of sponsorship, I think, that even include a breakout session. Some are just like a signage maybe, and then like swag giveaways and stuff. So basically you fill out the sponsorship form. And then there are a lot of different sponsorship options. I think what happens, correct me if I'm wrong, but then you're sent the prospectus. Is that correct?
Correct. So if you go onto the website and there is a call for sponsors area and you click on that, it'll take you to a form. And if you submit your inquiry through this form, you'll be contacted by our team here that's managing this. And there are, just like you said, there are many options and get creative and, hopefully there's something out there to suit almost anyone that wants to sponsor. So, it's just a great opportunity to gain access to IT decision makers, just to meet face-to-face with other industry influencers, build awareness on your company's solutions, and there's so many great benefits to being a sponsor for Veeamon.
Indeed. And, yeah, the team involved with the partnership track, they're pretty good about getting in touch with you. I'm looking through the FAQ. We have an FAQ. I love how the customer and partner FAQ, one of the most prominent questions is, will there be a party? And the answer is yes. There will be a party.
It's one of the most commonly asked questions. Mm-hmm. That I've seen as well. So
it's kind of funny, and I have to, kind of pick on us a little bit because we have good, structure about messaging and how to position the event and all that. But I have to break it down into ways that people really just want to consume it. So everything from an end user, I'm going to sum it up in one word. You're going to get the best access to Veeam content. Okay, that's one. If you're a partner, there's a lot of sponsorship options. So we break it down to platinum, gold, silver, tech track, and exhibitor with video opportunity, right? So there's something for it, or even just exhibitor, right? So I can't even count, but I think that's six different ways that you can engage. And then there's some a la carte opportunities, everything from the cocktail hour to labeling the lanyard, which I think is awesome. Do you know, Courtney, that I'm a lanyard freak? Did you know that?
I did not know you were a lanyard freak.
I wear my phone on a lanyard. It's a fact. In fact, if you go to the Veeamon website And that little part where they have a picture of me on the panel, you'll actually, if you look closely, you will see that my phone is actually on the lanyard. So a little bit of tidbit for everyone. I always roll with the lanyards. So if I was looking for sponsorship, I would gobble that one up right away. Anyways, so it all starts at Veeam.com and go to the Veeam On page. Can't miss it. October, Vegas, the Cosmopolitan. Anything else you'd like to add, Courtney?
No, I mean, you did an excellent job, Rick, at covering it. I think visit our social media sites to stay up on all the good announcements, and don't be shy about tweeting us or getting excited about Veeam On, right? We're excited.
We are excited, and we're focused on it. The whole global team is working heads down on this. This is one of the biggest things we have coming ever. Until the next biggest thing. But right now, this is one of the biggest things ever. So I've kind of softened it up a little bit, guys, for those listening at home. And I hope you guys appreciate kind of that different perspective. But it's also going to be very serious. One of the first things you'll see at the Veeam website is that you will hear from the leaders of Veeam. You'll hear from Ratmir, our CEO. You'll hear from Doug Hazelman, Vice President of Product Strategy, my boss. You'll hear from Anton Gostev, the brain behind Backup. You're going to hear from these folks. And now what we're going to do in the podcast is I'm going to introduce Peter Ruchartz to talk about the executive vision for the event.
Today, my first guest is Peter Ruchartz. And Peter, hopefully I got that name right.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Rick. Okay. First of all, congratulations for 100 podcasts. It's incredible. And really appreciate having the opportunity to talk here. So my name is Peter Ruchartz. I'm Veeam's Chief Marketing Officer. Joined Veeam 1st of July last year at our Swiss headquarters office. And I'm responsible for product and audience marketing, communication, sales enablement, and our alliances.
Good stuff, Peter. And one of the things that is on your plate, along with everything else, is our industry data center availability event, Veeam On. I know that our CEO, Ratmir, has had a fancy for this event for years, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen now. So can you tell me, Peter, a little bit about the vision for this event?
So, as you said, Veeam's mission is to enable our customers to have what we call on always-on business. Business has changed. Everybody's connected. All companies are connected. Everybody has a mobile device. So the time where you switch off your PC when you go home or when an employee just logs off is somewhat over. Systems are connected across company boundaries, and everything is always on. So without interruption, and our mission is to help our customers in running that. And we do that by providing availability for the modern data center. And what we found out is in the conversations with our customers, of which we know has over 100,000, is they have lots of questions. It is something that is top of mind with everyone in the IT world, yet there is no single conference that focuses on this topic, on availability.
When we look at the events we go to, like any of the big industry events, for example, they always lead with how to make something new and how to deploy new business services, because it's all, definitely revolves around the apps and what those apps need to run. But ensuring that availability, much is like what I've had to evangelize over the years. Little things like backup and big things like data management never really get the front and center stage. So I think this is the right time to go about it. One of the things we're going to do on the podcast is talk about some of the operational bits, and I've got some guests lined up later in the show to talk about that. But if you had to give a message, Peter, to an attendee, an end user, a prospect, one of the many types of Veeam partners, what would be your kind of motivational thing that they need to look for when considering this event?
So this is the one place. There's no other place where you get so much in a concentrated form customer examples being presented. So we talked to customers about this event, and we just was surprised by how many customers said, yes, this is what we've been waiting for, and can I talk at your conference? I'd like to share our experience with Veeam and, of course, our surrounding technologies that we leverage. We call these enabling technologies of the modern data center, like virtualization, like storage arrays, and many, many other things. So embedded in that, what we call the one data center, how we leverage Veeam to really have a disruptive kind of improvement of the availability that we see in our data center. So it is not just a vendor show, a product show. Of course, there will be lots of deep dives in how you create availability, how you deliver availability in various technology environments. So we have a long line of sponsors that will help us presenting that in partnership with Veeam, as well as, and this I find the most interesting thing, customers on stage in breakout sessions, in many of the breakout sessions at the keynote, as I talk about the case, and of course, we're going to have a large, large expo launch, and we call it lounge because we think it's all about connecting and it's all about having people talking to each other and sharing experience. It's more a conference where you can find people with the same purpose, with the same topic, and just discuss how they solve it. So that's an incredible value there.
Absolutely. And for those listening, among other things, if you need one more thing to push you to consider this event, there will be a Veeam party.
Yes, so some of you
can't forget that. I'm sorry, Peter. People want to hear that. We've got to have
it. If you wouldn't have asked, I would have mentioned it. I mean, most of you might have heard from the famous Veeam party at other larger events. Rest assured, we will talk that at our party, which will take place at the Veeam On event in Las Vegas, October 6th to 9th this year.
Looking forward to it, Peter. And we're going to talk with Ken and Courtney in just a moment on specific event details.